You're listening to Biceps After Babies Radio, episode number 39. Hello and welcome to Biceps After Babies Radio, a podcast for ladies who know that fitness is about so much more than pounds lost or PRs. It's about feeling confident in your skin and empowered in your life. I'm your host, Amber Brizeke, a registered nurse, personal trainer, wife, and mom of four. Each week, my guests and I will excite and motivate you to take action in your own personal fitness as we talk about nutrition, exercise, mindset, personal development, and executing life with conscious intention. If your goal is to look, feel, and be strong and experience transformation from the inside out, you, my friend, are in the right place. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Biceps After Babies Radio. I'm your host, Amber Brizeke, and I have an extra special guest today because my daughter, Kate, has agreed to come on the podcast. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
My daughter, how old are you, Kate?
I'm 12.
She's 12 years old, and we are going to chat about her perception of things and body confidence and her experience in middle school and what that's been like and my job and all the things. So I'm
all
excited.
All the things.
That's
all
right.
All the things.
Okay. So Kate is my oldest. Mm-hmm. We have, for those of you who don't know, we have four kids and Kate is the oldest. And then she has three brothers.
Only girl.
She's the only girl. She's the princess. And then she has three brothers that are younger than her. What do you think about that?
It's hard.
She does an excellent job of being the oldest.
Most of the time.
So I'm an oldest. I'm an oldest of seven. And I'm an oldest girl, obviously. And Kate reminds me a lot of me.
Really?
A lot. A lot of just the same personality as it relates to siblings. So I think you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Okay, so Kate, we're going to start just with some questions. I'm interested to hear your perspective. So those of you listening, like, we haven't chatted about this ahead of time. I don't really know how Kate is going to answer these questions.
I'm not sure either.
Well, that's good. So we're just going to go with it. We're going to see kind of, I mean, I'm interested to see a perception from my child's point of view. So first of all, what do I do for work?
You own a business called Biceps After Babies.
Okay, good. What do I do though?
You're on the phone a lot.
Okay.
A lot. I know that you like kind of like oversee everything and you kind of like do more of the teaching aspect of that.
Okay. What do I teach?
You teach macros, coaching, like teaching people how to like count macros and stuff.
Cool. Good. And what are macros?
That's a good question.
Do you know?
The things in your food.
Yeah. What specific things?
Like calories and fat and other things.
Carbs and protein.
Carbs and protein.
Okay, good. Good. What has been your experience seeing Dad and I track?
I know not as much lately, but I know if you, like a year or two ago, you guys used to like weigh like every single piece of food and like make sure you track it all on this like app that you had on your phones. And I noticed you started getting back into that recently. Mm-hmm. And Dad doesn't do it anymore as much, but yeah.
Yeah. And so like, what did you think when you saw us pull out a scale or like enter things into my fitness bell?
Kind of didn't understand why, but I kind of like, after like asking you a few times, kind of like hearing it a few times, it kind of like made more sense. And I don't know, I thought it was cool.
Did it make you think about what you were eating anymore? Or was it just like something that we were doing?
I think at the beginning, it made me kind of like realize that you guys were eating a little differently. Like you would put out like hamburgers for us and then you'd like eat this entire bowl of salad for yourself. And I kind of like the huge bowls. Like, yeah. The mixing bowls.
My kids like to, yeah, like the mixing bowls. My kids like to tease me about my big salads. I do love me a big salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you noticed that. What did you think?
I don't know. I kind of just went with it and came out normal after a while.
Okay. So did you know that one of the things that my clients ask about and that I get questions about a lot are if I start weighing my food or logging my food, like it's going to mess up my children's relationship with food. Do you feel like you seeing us weighing our food, like made that harder for you with like you eating, or how did that impact you? Or do you feel like you understood and it was, I'm kind of just interested in your perception of it.
I think I just understood. I just kept on eating my hamburger because I liked my hamburger. I had no desire to eat a salad, mostly because I'm not really fond of salads. But no, I just kept eating what I was eating.
Okay, cool. That's good to hear. And we talk about it as a family too. Do we talk about nutrition?
Yeah, a lot.
Like, what are some of the things that we've taught you or that you remember?
Kind of more like the basics, like dinner comes before dessert. Dessert's not always expected.
Yeah.
It's a treat, a special treat. We don't go out to eat a lot. We stay home. Mom makes dinner, pizza every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Anything about, like, do you remember anything about protein or carbs or fat?
A little is good. Don't want a lot of them. Not a ton.
Yeah.
There's a fine line.
Yeah. We talk a lot about moderation in our family of like, you need some of everything.
Too much is not good.
And too much is not good. Right. We like want to find that balance. So what do you think about my job?
It kind of is different than like what some like my mom, like my friends' moms do, but like, it's interesting. I like that you have what you do what you like to do. And I think that's like interesting for me to see growing up. Like when I find a job, I hope that I'll be able to like it as much as you love your job.
I love that. And you probably more than some of the littler kids, you've seen both, right? Cause I didn't have a business for a lot of your growing up years. And I've now had a business for, you know, almost 4 years. So do you remember the difference, or was there a big difference for you when I started my business?
I think in the beginning you were like less available, but I know that you do try, you do make a lot of time for us. And I know that earlier it was kind of more like you went to the hospital cause you were a nurse, but I don't really remember that time. I just remember what you've told me, and you said that you'd be at the hospital. You'd like have us like drop us off at like a friend's house or something. And then you'd come home, and then like lately you're at home all the time, which is nice for us. Like we can come to you with our problems and you take your time off and you like come help us. And it's kind of nice.
And I try really hard to, when you guys come home,
you do, you like sit us down and you're like, how was your day?
Yeah. That's one of my big things that I've been working on, is like when the kids come home, I stop what I'm doing and I talk to them and make sure that we have that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I like that it's working.
It's working very well.
Okay. So what do you think about, so for anybody who's just listening, both her dad and I, we both lift weights. We have a shed out in our backyard that we have the gym out there. And so they see us doing that and they've seen us tracking our macros. Both TJ and I have both tracked our macros. And, what do you think about growing up in that environment? Like, how is that different than your friends, or what have you seen with other people?
I assume it's different. I wouldn't really know because this is this is how I've grown up. This is the normal for me. It's cool. It's interesting. We've gone out to we have a mini bar for us. Like we can go out and like lift it to you guys. And that's really fun. Me and Ethan have started doing that. Like sometimes in the mornings, we'll go out and lift with Dad.
Yeah. We have a trainer bar. So we've been teaching them form, and TJ's really good about teaching them how to squat and deadlift and things like that. Do you like weightlifting, or what do you think about in the future? Do you think that's something you'll do?
Probably not as much as you guys do it, because I do gymnastics right now and I feel like there's a difference between weightlifting and gymnastics. Like gymnastics is more like a broader field, and I feel like I enjoy that more than I do like lifting weights just over and over and over again. Cause in gymnastics you like progress and do different things. I feel like you do that with weightlifting too, but I don't see myself doing it as much as you guys do it in the future.
But you have asked me when you can go to CrossFit.
I have. And you have keep forgetting.
I keep forgetting to ask how old she has to be, but she's been interested in coming to CrossFit with me. So
I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah. And I remember when I was about, probably, I think it was around 14 was when I started going to like classes with my mom and the gym with my mom. And so I'm excited. We're only a couple years away from that where Kate can come and we can CrossFit together.
I remember when we didn't have a gym, we'd go to the Saturday go to the Saturday, go to the gym every Saturday. And like, that was like our thing every Saturday, first thing in the morning, we'd go to the gym. And because
as
I was
an entire family, right?
As an entire family,
all six of us,
which Sam was like pretty little. He was not fun to wake up and take to the gym every morning. We'd go and mom and dad would work out. And would dad come? I think dad came.
Yeah.
Mom and dad would work out.
We'd work out together.
And then the little boys and I, we would go to the kids' room. And that was, I really wanted to, like, when I'd see mom, like, I'd come out and, like, see mom going and, like, lifting weights and stuff. And I remember thinking, like, oh, I wish I could do that too. Like, I wish I could come out and be with my mom and, like, do that kind of stuff with her.
Yeah. Yeah. And someday you will.
Someday.
So I have a question for you, because I get this a lot from a lot of moms who are really worried about leaving their kids in the childcare. And they are like, well, I can't go to the gym because I'm not comfortable leaving my children in the childcare, which has never been a concern of mine. I have left.
Get it often.
Yeah. I mean, I've taught classes for years and years, and my kids always go to the kids zone. So how do you feel like, do you feel like that ruined you? Do you feel like that's something you look back on and you're like, oh, I wish mom hadn't taken me to the gym?
No, I really enjoy that part of my life. I do not feel ruined. And I actually made a really good friend at the gym. We bonded over mutual love of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting her email address, and we like typed back and forth like, oh my gosh, I just finished this part of number 5 Harry Potter. And we'd like email back and forth, like, about, like, what our favorite characters were and stuff. So I really enjoy it. I feel like that's a great opportunity to, like, meet other kids, and, like, it was a great experience for me.
Good. Yeah. So for those of you moms who are listening who are worried that, like, you going to the gym 3 times a week and leaving your kid for an hour at the kids' zone is going to, like, ruin them, take it from somebody who grew up going to the kids' zone.
The gym was
a lot.
My second home, because I was there at least once a week.
Oh, well, when you were little, you were there every day.
True.
You probably just don't even remember that.
But the time I remember, after school, we'd go like at least 3 times a week, and then always on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Always on Saturday.
Yes. Always on Saturday.
Saturdays was that was when we lived in North Carolina. That was always our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a little bit of transition. So what grade are you in now?
I just finished 6th grade a few weeks ago, and I'm going into 7th grade in, I think it's August.
In August, yeah. And so where we live, 6th grade is middle school.
Then 7th, then 8th.
Yeah. So how was your first year of middle school?
I enjoyed it. I feel like first half was like kind of rocky. Like I didn't really have a solid group of friends. I was just kind of like eating alone, reading my book under the tree every day.
Because we had just moved. We moved from North Carolina when she started her 5th grade year. And you didn't make a ton of friends in 5th grade.
I made friends.
But then they all moved.
But then one of them moved. And then I found 2 new friends, and then one of them moved, and I don't really see the other one anymore.
Yeah. So then she's starting 6th grade was hard because she didn't really have a group of friends.
Mm-mm.
And she still felt fairly new from being new to North Carolina, or from North Carolina.
Because I only knew like a fraction of the kids, because the fraction of the kids that the people I knew from the elementary school that I went to, those are the only kids I knew. And I didn't even know really, I only knew like half the kids from my elementary school.
Yeah.
So I like knew pretty much no one.
So the first half of the year was rough. We had a little bit of a rough transition. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. There was many tears shed over math homework.
Yeah.
And
being alone and eating lunch alone. And
I like that was the hardest part.
Yeah. But you finally found a really good group of friends.
I found a great group of friends.
Yeah. So with that group of friends and girls, you know, seeing girls in your middle school and seeing girls start to change and go through puberty and things, do you hear a lot of girls talk about their bodies?
I feel like you don't hear it as much as you see it.
Okay.
You like see other girls like trying to like going around like going to school in like crop tops and like short shorts just to be like kind of acting all confident. I feel like the girls that you see wearing that kind of stuff are usually the girls who, once you start talking to them, act the least confident, because they're like kind of insecure about like life and like where they stand. And
so you think that they like wear clothes to kind of try to pretend,
to kind of like cover confident. Their insecurity.
Interesting. Do you feel like you're confident?
I feel very confident. I feel like that comes from growing up with people who are confident, growing up with very confident parents, and not having a reason to doubt the fact that I'm perfect the way I am.
Oh, I love that. You are perfect the way you are.
Thank you.
I think that's something that We need to remember, as we are raising girls and raising boys and just raising kids in general, that they pick up on what we think about ourselves more than what we are saying to them. Would you agree?
Yeah. Like, lead by example. Like, do as right. I do, not as I say, even though it's the other way around.
Right. So, like, you can tell your kid that they're worthy and that they are amazing and that they are awesome as much as you want. But if you don't have that same kind of confidence about yourself,
doesn't go to their head unless they see it.
Right. I think that it doesn't land as well unless they see that confidence from you. And so I get a question a lot of, like, how do I raise a confident girl? Like, how do I instill that confidence into her? And I think the number one thing you can do is you being confident in your own skin and in, you know, the way that you look and the way that you act and the way that you feel. And that allows them to see that example.
Best way to lead is by example.
That's true. Very good. What about dieting? Have you heard girls talk about dieting or like, I'm not eating sugar or anything like that?
No, not really. We just kind of like, I just eat with my friends every lunch. We have our little table in the garden, two tables in the garden. We eat at our little table. We just pretty much, I don't know. We just like eat our lunch. We don't even really care what we're like eating. Like if someone has chips, they're like, oh, does anyone want a chip? Like if we have cookies, like I brought, meringues. And I was like breaking it up. Like, does anyone want a meringue?
You passed around your meringues.
Yes.
That must have been messy.
Yes. It was kind of hard. Like I would bring an extra one just to like make sure everyone got one.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So not much talk about like trying to lose weight or.
This is because I just don't really have people around me who really care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Which I think is a good point. So I don't think you hear about that because like the people that you surround yourself, that's not.
Are good people.
Well, are good people. And it's just not something they talk about, which we can take into our own lives as women, that if you are being surrounded by people who are telling you that you're not enough or people that are telling you you have to lose weight or things like that, that removing yourself from that as much as possible and surrounding yourself with other people who are confident and other people who are happy with where they are in life, it kind of insulates you and helps you to feel like, yeah, I'm great. I'm great too. Like you're great. I'm great. We're all great.
We're all great together.
We're all great together. We don't necessarily have to like change ourselves to become worthy. We are innately worthy just the way that we are. Mm-hmm. And you are.
Thank you.
You're amazing. So going back to eating and the way that we eat as a family, do you think it's different from other families?
I think it's different in the way that we don't go out to eat as much as I feel some families do. I feel like mostly because you make dinner every day, most days, but like when you're busy, like, yeah, dad'll take us out to eat. Like when you're like doing your webinar, dad,
it's like the one time that dad takes us out to eat is like when I'm doing a webinar at night.
when she's doing a webinar, dad takes us into the car and we all drive to Carl's Jr. for the boys and then Chipotle
like,
for me.
It's like a ritual. Yeah. They kind of like it. I'm like, oh, I have a webinar coming up this month. And they're like, we're yay. Like,
exciting.
We get to go to Carl's Jr.
It's like, because like what she'll normally do is she'll do it. Like she'll start it like an hour before dinner time. And then we'll like be able to play screens and for like that hour.
Be quiet.
Be quiet upstairs playing screens. And then dad will come home and then quietly be like, guys, it's time to go. And we'll all race to the car and go to Carl's Jr. and Chipotle.
It's like the one time you go out to eat. So yeah. So we don't go out to eat as much as other families maybe do. What anything else that you think is unique about our family and eating?
I feel like I don't really know because this is the way I've been raised. But you cook very relatively healthy food for yourself and more healthy food for yourself because that's what you do. And like if we eat like the other day you made ravioli for us and you guys had chicken sandwiches. Like I feel like there's a difference between what we eat. But I feel like we eat quite healthy.
Yeah, let's talk about this because a lot of people are like, I don't want to make two meals. Like, I don't want to make a meal for me and a meal for my kids.
Don't have to.
Yeah. So what would you say to that?
I would say just if you want to eat healthy, make a big healthy meal and be like, kids, this is like, if you want to, this is how I eat. And I think you should see how I eat so that you can kind of like decide if you want to do it too.
Yeah. So we always make enough. So I don't always make two meals. right?
Just sometimes.
Sometimes I'll
make meals if you are feeling like I really want a salad,
but not all of us like a salad.
If
I know that you guys won't all like it. For example, last night we had shrimp curry.
You guys are not going to eat shrimp curry.
Which is fine for me. So I made it for, but I wanted it. TJ would enjoy it. So I made it, and I made enough so that if the kids wanted to try it, they could. But then I made something simple for them as well, because
chicken and broccoli.
Yeah, they still had chicken. They actually had leftover chicken and broccoli and the rice that we were having. So we just had two different like protein sources. We had the shrimp curry. They just had some regular chicken. And so I feel like you don't have to make two separate meals. And I do like that the kids, we always have enough that the kids could eat it. And so sometimes they will. Like sometimes they'll eat the broccoli and sometimes they won't eat the broccoli.
I always eat the broccoli. The broccoli's delicious.
Yeah. But so we have made it a policy in our house that we don't ever force you guys to eat anything.
Like if there's something we don't like, mom and dad will be like,
what do we always say?
If you, like, two bites, no fights. You can eat a bite and see how you feel about it, but you're, like, not really sure. And then you have another bite. And if you decide you really don't want it, you can go into the fridge and get some leftovers.
That's right. So you can go find something else to eat.
Yeah, but it's on you.
But it's on you.
If you don't have anything you want, sucks for you. You're not having dinner.
And then it needs to be something that's like leftovers in the
Like you can't go and like make mac and cheese.
Right. Like they don't go making mac and cheese. We don't go and have cereal. Like it's like you can have another dinner that we previously had.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our philosophy in our house is two bites, no fights. We don't force you to eat anything. We don't force everybody to have veggies. They're always there.
They're available.
And if
you're
expected
to at least have one.
You're expected to at least try it. But we don't force our kids to eat anything. And you definitely do not have to make two meals.
Yeah.
I do sometimes because I choose to.
Because
I want it. And I do think it's good for you guys to see us eating things like shrimp. And I think the more you see us eating it, maybe someday
it's
down
not
the
gonna
line.
Change. I don't want seafood at all.
Someday down the line, might want to try shrimp. I'm going to have you listen to this when you're like 18 and you love shrimp, but
when I'm 18 and I still have a deep hate for seafood.
So anyway, hopefully that was helpful to anybody. Those are some of our like rules and philosophies around the dinner table. And we always sit down and eat together. I don't think that you understand that that's not normal for a lot of people.
It's not?
No.
Really?
No. A lot of people do not sit down as a family, like at the dinner table every night and eat dinner.
We have this thing that we don't do as often, but we did for like a solid 2 weeks, the dinner song, because my dad got these new speakers that he put up, one in the dining room and one in, our office. And so what he'd do when he wanted us to come down for dinner, like we'd be like upstairs or outside, he'd play the quote unquote dinner song, which would be no song in particular, just a random song that he like wanted to listen to. And then he'd blast it. And then he'd yell, dinner song. And then, we all had to be in our seats for dinner by the time that song had ended.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not everybody sits down to dinner. A lot of people will kind of do their own things or, so that's something that's really important to us. I grew up eating dinner with my family every night. And so that's been something for TJ and I that has been really important. And we sit down.
It's a very good thing to like help connect.
Yeah.
Like we'll like talk about, dad will be like chatting to mom, but like, oh my gosh, my work was so hard today. Oh my gosh, this lady who came into my office.
Do we talk about a lot of medical stuff?
You do. And I'm just sitting on the other end of the table being like, what on earth are you talking about? And then I'll strike up a conversation to Ethan about something that we did at school or like a book that we read because me and Ethan both love to read.
Uh-huh.
So more often than not, it'll be like mom and dad are talking, Sam and Max are talking, and me and Ethan are talking.
We talk as a family.
But then like we'll like all come together and be like, how was your work? How was your day at school? Like, what'd you learn today?
Yeah. And we kind of rotate. We sometimes sit at the bar, we sometimes sit at the dining room, and we sometimes sit outside when it's nice. So that's kind of how we do meal times.
When it's like a quick dinner, we'll just like sit around.
It's like 15 minutes. It's not long. It takes me way longer to make the darn dinner than it is for you guys.
We'll like sit around the counter and just like, because that's, well, when mom's like finished making our part, but not finished making her part, we'll like come like eat around the counter while mom's still making food so she can like chat with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it's more like a formal dinner, we'll like go sit around the dinner table.
Yeah. What do you think are some of our family's mantras? Or things that we like, you hear dad and I say to you guys a lot.
Two bites, no fights.
Two bites, no fights. We use that one.
A lot.
What about when I tell you about your emotions?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I hear this one like at least twice a day. Every day. No one else can make you mad. You're the only person who can control whether you feel mad or not.
Right.
Every time I get mad at Ethan, every time Ethan gets mad at Max, any time anyone gets mad because someone else did something, she's like, no one else can make you mad. When you say he made me mad, that's not true. Mm-hmm. That's what she says.
So
several times.
What do you think about that?
I think I've grown to appreciate that that's very true more in these last like year and a half. I feel like before that it was just kind of like, yeah, that's what my mom says. More like, I don't really think that's true. I feel like he just made me mad and I'm mad. But recently it's been like, that's true. Like, I can decide how I feel about, like, if Ethan throws a basketball in my head, I can decide, okay, I'm just going to walk away, or I can decide to throw the basketball back.
Right. It doesn't make it, like, right or wrong. It doesn't make it easy, but you are always in control of your perception of the situation. And and you do. You've gotten a lot better at it of, like,
I try.
Recognizing.
It's hard, but I try.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely something you want to talk about. Anything, any other mantras that, like, you feel like we say a lot as a family? Or that we teach you guys?
I know, too, that Dad says...
What does Dad say?
All the time. Pickles are evil. And hates pickles.
Yeah.
Mom's the only person in our family who actively eats pickles on a daily basis.
Oh, I don't eat them on a daily basis.
Not on a daily basis, but actually has ever eaten a pickle and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And one, whenever Mom or whenever anyone's making cookies, Dad will come into the kitchen, get some batter, and be like, the worst thing you can do to a cookie is bake it.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'll have, like, 2 spoonfuls of batter before we even make the
cookies.
We even bake the cookies.
Way more than cookies.
Yeah. No one cares about getting sick from the raw eggs.
Salmonella.
It's just delicious. Salmonella, that's what it's like. Salmonella, like, last time I came in, ate some cookie dough, and I was like, salmonella who?
Yeah.
Those are my exact words.
That's true. We do like to make cookies as a family. Kate's been a good little baker recently.
Last time I did it, a few times ago, it turned out terribly, but...
That's okay. We learn.
We
get better. Okay, well, is there anything else that you want to tell? So right now there's a whole bunch of, like, moms who are raising kids, and they're raising girls.
Moms are always raising girls. Not just
or
right
sons.
Now.
So you're saying, like, even if they're out of the house, they're still, like, raising them?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I still have a mom. She's still very important to me.
She's still teaching you.
She's still teaching me. That's absolutely true. So is there anything from a kid's perspective or from a daughter's perspective that you want to say?
I feel like as a daughter, I feel like because of like some of the things that you do and my interest in the things that you do, I feel like it's helped us grow closer because we have that like common interest in like doing like, cause like you'll go to CrossFit and tell me like what you did at CrossFit and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of similar to something I did at gymnastics last week.
We commiserate when we like tear our hands.
Oh my gosh. I have 2 on my hands right now.
Cause she does gymnastics. She just bars and I go and do CrossFit and do like pull-ups and stuff.
I came home a month ago and be like, Mom, I got a rip. And she'll be like,
I totally know how that feels.
She'll like start clapping. She'll be like, congratulations.
I've gotten a rip too. And it stinks.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I have like, 2 on my hand right now, and they hurt.
So, like, being able to have something in common.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that helps us, like, has helped us, like, bond as you've gotten into CrossFit and, like, having a common interest with your mom. It's, like, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, enjoyable. Like, when you said we were doing something with that chest-to-bar thing that you did.
Chest-to-bars, yeah.
And I was like, oh, when you described it, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds like a kip that you do in gymnastics to get onto the bar. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what's a kip? And isn't that the thing you do when you do a pull-up?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, no, searched up on, we found a video of comparing the chest-to-bars to kips. And we were like, wow, these are actually really similar.
Mm-hmm.
And we like talked well about that. And that was really fun.
Yeah. I think one of the takeaways is that if you want your kids to be something or to do something. You want your kids to be healthy. You want them to make good food choices. You want
by example.
Yes.
You do that.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
You have to do it first. Then your kids will follow suit.
That's right. You have to lead by example. And when you do that, then that ends up just naturally. That's what they see. Like that's what you see exampled to you is the way that Dad and I choose to live and the food we choose to eat and how important we exercise is to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that influences you. And maybe you won't ever do CrossFit and maybe you won't ever do weightlifting, but it'll be something that you'll remember. Like, still that we place a priority on taking mm-hmm. care of our bodies and doing activities with our bodies that we love.
Yeah. And I feel like because of that, I'll be more aware in the future. Like if I get to be in college and I'm cooking my own meals, doing my own stuff, like deciding what I want to do with my life, I feel like I'll remember that what my parents did when I was growing up, I'm still growing up, and I'll remember, oh yeah, my mom used to taught me how to make cookies and like taught me how to like do all these meals, like taught me how to make eggs, taught me how to do stuff.
Do I make cookies?
All the time.
People aren't going to believe you.
They're delicious also. And like you've taught me how, like a lot of stuff, like how to make pancakes that you did this morning. Like mm-hmm. that was fun.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, you've done a great job, Goose.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of the girl that you're becoming. Mm-hmm. And I hope for those of you listening that it was helpful to have my daughter come on. It was fun to have her come on for me. So hopefully it was interesting for you to be
able to
hear.
You convinced me to.
I did have to convince her to a little
bit. Walked into my room while I was reading and was like, Kate, do you want to come record a podcast with me? And like,
and then I rephrased it. I said, Kate, come record a podcast
yeah,
with me.
I was
me.
Like, not really. She's like, too bad.
But you did a great job. So I'm really, really proud of you. You're mm-hmm. a good girl.
Thanks, Mom.
That wraps up this episode of Biceps After Babies Radio. I'm Amber. Now go out and be strong, because remember, my friend, you can do anything.
Hold up, sister friend. Do you love Biceps After Babies Radio? If so, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on iTunes. I know every podcaster wants you to leave a review, but it's because those reviews help the podcast to reach more people. And I do truly want to know what you think. If this particular episode resonated with you, will you also please share it? Either send the link to someone who would find it valuable, or take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tell your friends and family why they should listen. Make sure you tag me at biceps.after.babies so I can hear your feedback and give you a little love. And you know, if you aren't already following me on Instagram or Facebook, that's the perfect time to hit that follow button. Thank you for being here and listening to Biceps After Babies Radio.